Hey there, you guys. Jacqueline Jacks from AVA Live Radio. Excited to be here with you all again for some music marketing. I know, so much to do, right? So much to handle on your own, for sure. But as musicians, you've got to be thinking about how to get from point A to point B. So we do this series twice a week. Provided that I have content to do this series. So keep your questions coming so I know what to answer for you guys. But somebody asked me how to get more Spotify followers fast. And, you know, typically I have to say I'm not a huge fan of putting all your eggs in one basket via Facebook. We all went through Facebook, right? We all know that, like, we poured a lot of energy into Facebook over the years. And now what? You've got nothing, right? You just don't have access to your following. So the worst thing is that, like, I don't want to entirely tell you to pour all your eggs into another basket. But with that being said, you're still asking me and it's still popular for you to want to know how to get Spotify followers. So here, as a music curator, from my perspective, here's what I see and here's what I would do. I'm going to define what will help you do this. I'm going to define what the fans think. I'm going to tell you what the music curators think and how you get that attention. And then also what to do to drive people to your Spotify page. So you're going to get a lot of coverage. You're going to get a lot of great ideas, but with the caveat that you should have your own website and you always should have your own mailing list. Because remember, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, all these streaming sites, they're not yours, right? They're somebody else's. So they can change the rules at any time. And as far as you having access to your own following that you've built there, yeah, it's great. And people do look at it right now, right? Right now, it is the streaming site of the moment. So if you want to just go with right now and not the big picture, then yes, keep trying to get more Spotify followers fast. And let's just move on. But at the same time, I really do recommend that you have somewhere a way to maybe make your email list a link in this chain. Okay? And here's how you can do it. So first, when somebody, whether they're a music curator or they are a record producer, anybody in the industry, a music blogger, a music fan, another artist, right? The first thing they want to do is they want to kind of define you. They want to know, what kind of music is it that you put out? What are they going to get from you? So you know what you're going to get. You get, like, somebody to listen to your music. You get probably a lot of feedback on your music. You get maybe some people that are regularly listening to your music, and you could get a lot of exposure if you can define your music really well. But how do you use Spotify to do this? Well, let's walk through this one example of some of the things that you need to have in alignment in order to get more followers on Spotify, get people interested in your music, and when you do send them to Spotify, how they're going to see you and make that decision, especially if they're a music curator, right? So coming from a music curator's point of view, when I go and I look at an artist, and I've got one up here for you guys that did a very good job. First, they got verified on Spotify. Now you can just Google search that. I have written articles about how to get verified on Spotify very often. So highly recommend that. So they got the blue check mark there. On their bio, they have gone in, created an artist account. There's also a way to do that. Just go to Spotify so that you guys can create your own artist account for sure. So on here, they have logged in. They have gone to the artist section, this bio section, and they have added an updated full bio on what the current music is. Now, the reason why we want to do that and we don't just want to leave the same thing up there, or even worse, put nothing up there, is because as a music curator, I literally have not posted musicians when I wanted to have them as my pick of the week because they had nothing here. Because I literally, a lot of curators are like this. We get so much music in that in the moment at which I've discovered an artist, I have to make a quick decision. Am I going to add this to my playlist, and am I going to be able to tell people a little bit about this band, or did they not give me anything to go on? I'm actually, this is happening to me right now. Like, the band that I wanted to put on one of my curators lists, I couldn't do it because part of my process is I always tell my fans a little bit about the band. So even though I liked the song, that immediate effort that I only had several minutes to do over the weekend, I needed to get my list together. I needed all of the bio information on the Spotify page. And as a music curator, it like really irritates you when it's not there or when they haven't really talked about the current music. Maybe they haven't updated it. They don't really take this whole thing seriously. And even though they want fans, they're not really working to get them. You know, they're not using the tools that are free here to be able to get them. So what I liked about this, and this was a great example, is if you look at the Dirty Knobs, they not only have great music, but they put pictures of the band up. So this is great pictures we can always find, we can always use. We get an idea for what the band looks like, who they are. They've talked about themselves. 2020 is the lead sentence on this bio. They're talking about their first official release, the occasion to tour, right? And all the stuff that we need to know in a snapshot, very quickly delivered, and not a lot of filler, just very interesting and to the point type of stuff, even down to who influences them and what you can expect from their music. You know, that kind of thing is really important. Now, the reason why you want to define what people can expect from you and the reason why you don't want to change it up too much is because the first piece of content needs to define who you are as a musician and an artist. And I have a course on this linked up in my bio on the YouTube page. So below this video on YouTube, if you guys are listening on the YouTube, then there is a link to the course on branding and marketing on Udemy. And it's great because it tells you all about how to define yourself and how to figure this whole concept up moving forward. And always, always, every release, how to bring your brand with you on these releases so that you gain such a powerful piece of the big building picture. You know, but in any case, the first piece of content that anybody experiences from you is going to define you. So it's got to be great. It's got to also come along with, if they're listening to it on Spotify, this band profile. And additionally, the links have got to be there for your website or a Wikipedia page, maybe Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever links you have, they have to be there and they have to be correct. I actually have some curators on my list, some curated songs of the week, where I had to go and look up their Twitter page because they linked up the wrong ones. And that's amazing to me that artists, even when they submit music to me, will give me the wrong social media links. They don't even know their own. That's crazy, right? It seems so silly, but yet people don't take the time or get organized with the basics. And so therefore, they're wondering why nobody's following them, nobody's accessing their pages, yet they never ever went back to check if those links were actually correct. Seems silly, but man, it happens every single day. And I just don't. It's just negligent, right? So you've got your social media links here, you've got your bio, it's updated for the new music, it talks about who's in the band, what the band's all about, what the new music is all about, what we should take from it, and you've got your professional band pictures up there. That's the basics. That always should happen when you have new releases, first releases, whenever. As far as the fans, they're going to understand who you are based on this bio. And if you want them to follow you, you simply have to fill it out, because if there's nothing there, there's nothing attracting them to fill it, you know, to actually follow you on it. Then you also want to make sure that you define yourself for the target audience that you have. So if you are a certain kind of music, right? Everybody has a certain kind of music. Try and stick to that, because if you want the fans to come along with you, make sure they're on board from the beginning, from when they first meet you, of what you do and what kind of thing they can expect from you. Like, are you a songwriter? Are you a creator? Are you you know, spanning across multiple genres? Are you working with a lot of different people? Are you a cover artist? You know, there are certain defining factors that you have to decide on, and you have to kind of stick with it, because it's a brand is very similar to, say there's a brand of clothing that you like. It always fits you because the brand has a certain size chart. So you know if you order it online, the fabrics are going to be similar, or the kind of fabrics that you like. The fit is going to be just like you like at a certain size, and the sizing is going to be the same. So when you have a brand that's a musician brand, you want everything under that brand to keep delivering more of that positive experience and that good stuff that they originally signed up for. And this is why you have to be careful that if you're going to transition, you have to make sure you find a way to get your fans on board to move forward with you. And a lot of people have been able to do this really well. Some have not, you know. One person that wasn't able to do that was Norah Jones. Now, we all know, love and know Norah Jones, but Norah Jones had a Grammy-winning album with Martin, and he defined her sound, and he got that sound. He was a very good personal friend of her father's, and he was the one that got her just so right. After that, she had to go on her own because he passed away, right? So she went on her own. She had a great career, and she still has a great career. However, she never really got that kind of big, powerful fame again, just her core audience, because she kept switching and trying out different things, which was fine. But a lot of people were not on board for that because they liked the original Norah Jones, and the new trendy music they didn't go for. So she eventually had to roll back to giving them more of what they wanted, because the second album did not do well. And as you know, she didn't win any Grammys for the second album, right? So it is what it is. She still has a great career off the first album because people want to still see her play those old songs. But you don't want to play those old songs for the rest of your life. You want to create constant hit after hit after hit, which is what we see in like Beyonce, Billie Eilish. You don't see them switching it up so much. They define themselves right, and then they stay where they are. You know, and even though it might transition and they might get trends in there and they might develop and evolve, they still are there. So this is one thing that I think is really important when you're trying to gain followers, because if your music is all over the place, it has to reflect that in the bio for sure. And you have to make sure people are on board from the beginning with it. All right. So let's go through some additional things here that you need to know. So taking this example, or again, from the Dirty Knobs, let's go back into what we see here from them in their section. So as a fan, as a music fan, when I go here, I can actually see tour dates. I can see special offers, vinyl records. They've really, really utilized all the tools and services that Spotify has to offer. And in this case, if you're trying to gain a following fast on Spotify, you're going to use all of that bio and all of that page as well as you can, because this is now going to become your call to action, your place. Now, here's where it gets a little bit crazy for most artists. Most people say, how do you get people to it? Well, that has to become your main call of action at that point. So if you start dividing it among, like, I'm going to put YouTube videos over here and I need to push people over to YouTube. I need to put Spotify releases here and I need to push people over Spotify. And then I have my website. I want people visiting that too. You've got to figure out at what point, right, you're going to define the call to action and really invest in the Spotify. And this is why I say, if you have an email list first or a website or something in between and it becomes part of the process, I think it's actually better for you, just simply because your eggs don't have to be in one basket, yet you can still get a lot of Spotify followers very quickly. So here's how you get them quickly. Depending on where your social media page is really active, you can start there by doing some very creative marketing pieces. And by creative marketing, I mean using, like, on Instagram, for instance, there's reels right now that are doing really, really well. So you can create multiple reels within, right in the app. You can create them of you playing the music, of you giving 30, 40 second clips of the music. You can create lyric videos with reels, just short clips, 45, 60 seconds, whatever the reel currently allows. You can also create regular videos on Instagram and also on Facebook. And all of these should somewhere in that video drive people to know that your catalog is on Spotify. So you want to present it like, here's my music. This new release just landed on Spotify, or this new release is coming to Spotify. So save my account. Then how you deliver the link to them, if it's a reel or a video, you would put the link to a Linktree page. So now on Linktree or any of these websites that allow you to do multiple links, they will allow you to set up a page where you can actually highlight certain links. You send everyone from the bio section and all your social media pages, your website everywhere, and you send them all to that one link tree, and then you can move the most important link to the top, and that would be the call to action and the action that you actually want them to take. So now you've got a situation where every single person that says, you know what, I love that video, that was awesome, I want to hear that song, or I want to hear more of their music. So what do? You've instructed them to go to the bio section of your page. And in the bio section, it automatically takes them to LinkedIn. And then the first thing that they find is a way to connect to your catalog on Spotify and listen to everything you have. Now, it's a given that if they like you, they're going to save you. But they're only going to save you guys if they are actually a Spotify user, you know? And this is the point that I was trying to make, is you can put all your eggs into one basket, but I highly recommend you try to get people onto email and then onto Spotify, because it just makes sense. Because right now, Apple Music is starting to be the next big trend. So if you have all your followers over on Spotify, that's fine, right? But what happens if they don't show your music all the time to your own following? But if you had them on email list first, then great. If they're a Spotify playlister, if they're a Spotify follower, if they really like Spotify, they will automatically follow you on Spotify and save you if you make the link available. But I still don't know that that should be your top priority, because it wouldn't be mine. You know, I don't even know any music curators that make Spotify their top priority. Most of them don't even have playlists on Spotify. So although Spotify seems really big, it's not actually the place where all of the music industry is doing things. However, with that being said, it's easy to access in some cases. Sometimes when I follow a Spotify link, I go right to Spotify and it opens the app. Other times it asks me to sign in, gives me a hard time, and I can't access it at all. So it's kind of a crapshoot as to whether people are getting all the way through when you give them a link. But again, if they had a Linktree link and you put something else in between that, you have now more control over where people want to listen to it, right? But this video, again, is getting back to getting more followers on Spotify. So it has to be the main call to action. It has to supersede everything else. And you have to make that decision that you are not going to send anybody to anywhere else, and you're going to go all in on Spotify, meaning that all links head there. Everything ends at Spotify and everything starts at Spotify. So every time you send somebody anywhere and they want to hear your music, you don't send them to your website, you don't send them to your email list, you send them to Spotify. But just think about that. Think about, is that really the best way that you should be marketing music today? Now, as far as curators, I want to remind you guys again, keep this updated. Make sure that if anybody is on Spotify, they can get everything they need to know about you, especially for music curators, because I have many, many times tried to post somebody very quickly and not been able to do it. Not to mention, if you don't link up your social media pages, then if I want to go and share this, the first action I do is to follow them to Twitter and look up their Twitter. I click on Twitter, it should open in the app if it's the right one. If it's the right one, then bam, I got their Twitter page. So then now I know who I can tag if I share their music. So this is another thing. You have to make it really, really easy. Now look, their Twitter actually took me to Twitter. There it goes. All right. I was going to say, oh my gosh, that would be bad. I've actually had somebody just put Twitter, their Twitter link, and I just ended up on Twitter and I couldn't find them. But you definitely want all the links correct, and you also want to make it as easy as possible for people to travel through. What else can I tell you about making content that would be good? So behind the scenes content is really, really great, because behind the scenes content really cuts through the noise. So when you're on social media and you see people making videos, making short clips, making behind the scenes studio live streams, even doing like a little short Instagram post or something on Instagram stories that is like behind the scenes, make sure that the call to action is to Spotify. And if you're allowed to like put a link on the actual Instagram story, you want to send them directly to Spotify. So the point is, just make that decision to get everybody to Spotify, and you just keep tossing it all the way over there. But it's going to cut down traffic to everything else, right? Because you only have one chance, and you only have so many hours in the day. So you want to make sure that that's happening. Now, music curators. When you do get somebody to talk about you on anywhere, right, on their website, on their blogs, on their radio shows, everything that you're doing, you want to make sure that Spotify is the main link and the first link that they post about you on the website. So this is really, really important, because if you don't do that, people are going to go to somewhere else. So a lot of people think, you know, it's funny, because a lot of people think that if you're a Spotify user, you're automatically going to want to look them up on Spotify. It's just not the case. It really isn't. There's only one choice anyone can make. And if you give them too many choices, then like maybe it's going to be 1 in 5 choices that they're going to go to Spotify. But think about it. The odds are against you if you give them more than one link. I've had this happen a lot of times on the website. When people have been like, okay, I want you to post my music video on the page. I want you to post my Spotify links. I want you to post my Instagram links, all this on the page. So what happens is they choose us to put the YouTube video at the top of the page. So then we end up with a YouTube video at the top of the page. And then the Spotify is midway down the page, because you can't have them both on the same section, correct? Right? So then you've got a situation where the first call to action actually is the YouTube video. And then they're wondering why they didn't get enough people traveling to Spotify, but they got a lot of people traveling to YouTube. So just to explain, I want to make sure you realize that your expectations of having one person go back twice and do two actions instead of just one is really hard. It's really hard. So this is, again, putting all your eggs in one basket. You have to make that decision. You're either going to promote your YouTube video at this time, or you're going to promote the Spotify list. Now, just embedding the Spotify player into anyone's articles or websites, that is not enough. And I'm going to show you a case that's a video that we're promoting is doing really, really well. The Spotify is behind it, right? This means that the first action people are taking on this page here is to play the video, which is actually the goal. That's what our first goal was, get people to play the video. So the video is getting all the plays, because you can see right off the bat, you can experience this girl in the best way possible, because she is moving and acting and singing live for you right there on that music video. That's way better than Spotify, right? So you see how powerful video is. Now, if in that video she had said, my full music catalog is on Spotify, like maybe it was a text message that scrolls across, like go to Spotify, you know what I mean? Then that would be a way to use this video to also additionally get a person to take the next action and go to Spotify. Now, eventually, what we're going to be doing here, you see that on this page, we have, again, linked up the YouTube link underneath the video. So that's call to action number 2. So call to action number 1 is play the video. Call to action number 2 is go to her page on YouTube. Call to action number 3 is now to listen to the song on Spotify, which you probably wouldn't if you had just listened to it on YouTube, because that's it. You're done. you're done. If you want to know more about the artist, you'll probably go down here. Now, what we're about to do is we're about to flip-flop these once we're done promoting the video, and we're going to put the Spotify link above the video. So that's the first thing you see on the page. And then we're going to put a follow this artist on Spotify below it, which I actually think could be added to this page now. It's just that we didn't want to pull too much away from the YouTube video. And we had enough weeks to be able to market this artist really well and be able to cover both a little bit. How long should you do this for? It's entirely up to you. It really is, because, you know, ultimately, you know your release schedule. You know what you really want to do. You see the Spotify link is all the way at the bottom at this point, but it is about to move up. It's about to go up to just under the Spotify embed, and then that entire piece will eventually move up in replacement of the video. That's only if the artist chooses. At this point, I think she's doing really well as it is, so she might not really want to change it up. She might want to keep it just like it is. But this is something I told you because I wanted you guys to start thinking more proactively about what you're actually putting out there and the directives that you're giving people. You know, like if people listen to you on Instagram or on a video, are you also adding text to the video? Because a lot of people are watching videos and they're reading the lyrics or reading the messages because they're at work, you know, and they can't hear everything. So if you were trying to give them a chat and telling them where to go, you would have to have it in bold face at the bottom as well so that they could do that. And sometimes, like I think I noticed on YouTube, they're actually doing that for us, but it might not always be the case. Like if you have a music video, you should probably start adding it to your music video if this is your call to action and it's really important that you want to drive more people to Spotify. Now, finally, the last thing I recommend, and this is probably the one that's going to work really, really well for you too, depending on how great you are at content, is to create an action. You want to create an action. And here's what I always love to do. I like to create actions based on urgency. So if you have a song coming out and you already have an active audience, but you want to make sure they all follow you on Spotify, I would tell your active audience through email. And this is what the beauty of email is, because you can always turn around and send people to Spotify after you have their email. I would make it a big celebration on Spotify. Here's what's going to happen. Your pictures are going to get updated. You're going to have a new vibe on Spotify. You're going to advertise that this, like in celebration of the new release, a big surprise is going to happen on Spotify. And you're going to want to talk about this for like a week before on email, everything. Maybe even give them 45 seconds of the song on video. But you want to try and make it something that's really special about to happen. And here's what you can do. You can create an audio of you talking about the song, or even maybe clips from an interview you did with us on Behind the Music. So say we do a pre-interview on Behind the Music before you release your song. You take clips out of that, right? And you release 3-minute clips on your Spotify page before the music comes out. But people can only hear that and get those special surprises direct from your Spotify page. So they have to follow your Spotify page. So this is something that you start to be able to talk about. Now, in addition, you can take 3-minute clips, right? Because you got 20 minutes of interview. So there's a lot of clips you can take in 3-minute sections. You could take 3-minute clips. You could make a really cool video, put it on Instagram and say, more coming to Spotify, song coming to Spotify, and really amp it up, you know, really talk about this big celebration that's going to happen on Spotify and how special it is, because every little tiny thing is actually an activity that's going to happen and all go off on your Spotify page. So the more you build that up and the more you take time to build that up, this becomes one, your commitment to promoting Spotify, but also it's your commitment to delivering some really, really cool, new, exciting content in a place that they probably haven't followed you yet and they might not have expected. They probably won't expect you to have a little 3-minute video clip or video, not video, interview clip on your Spotify page as an actual introduction to the song. And then when the song comes out, bam, you've already got people waiting for that song because they've already heard the pre-release, which was just a little like 30-second clip of the song and you talking about the song. Now, go to Natalie Imbruglia on Spotify if you want to see some of this laid out. She actually has, let me go to Spotify and I'll see if I can pull it up. She actually has this done on Spotify, and she did it so many years ago before you guys ever thought Spotify was important. She was putting these intros on Spotify and I loved them because it was definitely something you couldn't get anywhere else. So if I were a musician, why does Spotify app crash all the time? It's crazy. If I were a musician, I would definitely be utilizing these uploads, because most of you have a distributor. You can upload as many, as much as you want, right? But I would be Natalie Imbruglia. I would be using everything I could to really get content and extra pieces in front of people. So we're going to go to Natalie's page and let's see if she still does it. It was years ago. I'm sure it's still on here. So if we go to popular releases, I wonder how we would find it. It's her offers. Let's go to her verified page. See, and again, she's updated her pictures. These are all new pictures. She looks fabulous, by the way. My goodness, she looks better. She must have come out with like a whole new look, because this is not the Natalie Imbruglia that used to be on here. Popular releases. I wish I knew where it was. Anyway, you gotta go. Maybe we'll look on, if I go and look on the computer, I might be able to find it better. So in any case, I wanted to play one for you, but I might not be able to do it. Yeah, on the computer, I can see it. So I can actually go through all of her songs, and on the computer, it has the commentaries. So it's under the 2015 releases. So if you go to the 2015 album, it will be marked as commentary. And I don't know why it's not coming up here, because I can play it. Let's see if I can play it here. Let's see, continue on this iPad. Let's see if it'll play it for you. There's the commentary. Nope, it's not playing for you though. Ah, sorry guys. I really was hoping to play it for you. It's really hard to find on here. I don't know why, but you gotta go on a computer and listen to it though. It's really, really worth it, because it just is so,
which is
so different.
Why they attract so many big artists to come. And okay. this is one of the first songs I wanted to record for the covers album. It's such a great song and it has such a beautiful melody. I remember I was in New York when I looked up the lyrics online, because I couldn't make out what the hell he was singing about, and I fell in love with the song even more. It's always an event when Daft Punk puts out an album. Random Access Memories is such a beautiful album, and I also love Discovery and the track Around the World from their album Homework, so I'm a big fan. They're just always creative.
All right, so there you go. I got it. I was glad I was able to play it for you. So you get the idea, right? So she released all these commentaries on the song, and it came out before the actual songs came out. So then everybody was so excited because they couldn't get this anywhere else. It was a reason to follow her on Spotify, and it was an amazing way in 2015 for an artist to think outside the box and utilize the technology at her fingertips. Now, there is all kinds of this stuff happening. Like, you could be doing this in Reels. You could be doing this on Instagram, on your pages. Every other post could be a commentary with just your picture, and then find a video app that allows you to put, like, you know, something kind of like a little bit of movement, or create some kind of movement to be able to do this. Or you can just get on there and create a video where you're just talking, like put the camera angle like up here, right? And have your piano in the background and be playing and like, you know, have the track running in the background, like at very low as you talk about the song. There's all kinds of really great ways you could do this just with your cell phone and a couple of apps. You can even make them like in Instagram. Here, I can show you something in Instagram that's kind of cool that I've done before. Let's go to Instagram. So you pull up Instagram, and in Instagram, when you create a story, it allows you to put like stickers and all kinds of stuff, movement onto your, onto what you do, right? So let's go ahead. Sorry guys, that's one of my other pages. Let's go ahead and go to the AVA Live Radio page on Instagram. We're going to take a Spotify track. So I'm going to share her commentary. I'm going to click share Instagram stories. It's going to pull up the Instagram app. Hopefully it will work quickly. So I don't have a lot of patience for this stuff. Then you're going to click that little face in the top. It's going to pull up some options for you. You can add music, but you know, you can actually add your music to it. You could add in your track, but here's what you really want. You just want the activity. So we're going to create this right here, and we're going to like add, I don't know, just random stuff. I'm going to add a wave. So under wave, it actually will give me different waves, but we're looking for a sound wave. Because it's just a way for you to get, this is so funny. This is like Murphy's Law, right? It's a way for you to get activity on an image. So what you would do is, come on, give me a good wave. This is crazy. I've never seen these waves before. Ah, waves, there we go. Okay, so you just take one of these and we're just gonna add the wave to a stock video. Like literally, see, I'm adding motion now just using Instagram. It's crazy. Oh, I hate it when that happens. So you just, well, you get the idea, right? Now it's like getting all quirky with me. So you can add this in and let's go and get, I don't know, something like listen or whatever, sound on, just anything. We'll put it right there. So now you've got this and you click save. So the little arrow in the top allows you to save this. You can now save this as a video. It's got no sound on it, but then you go into an app and you can actually voice over it or go into your any video program and literally add your voice onto this, and now you've just got a video of you talking about your songs. You can create one for every single song that you have on your Spotify catalog, and then make sure that you even like listen to the song on Spotify. So see, by hanging in with me here a little bit late into this tutorial, you got one of my pro tips. So how cool is that? So you can literally save that. Now this is saved. You go in, you clip it down, you make it as long as you want to talk, and now you've got something you can talk against, and you can promote Spotify right there on the video. So it's really just this simple. You can use all these free tools. You're not stuck. If you have a cell phone, you literally can do all this through your cell phone. Then there's apps that you can speak over the video. If you have an iPhone, of course, that's the most powerful tool, right? It's something so easy. So you literally can alter videos right on your cell phone. You can get apps that allow you to add voice to these. You can throw them into iMovie and do it that way. I mean, there's just so many ways you can do it. And then you also, once you have the video already recorded with your voice against it, then once it becomes just a video file, when you open the video file in your iMac or your notebook or your phone, then you can click save as audio only, and now you got the audio file of it and you can upload that to Spotify. So there's so many ways to multi-purpose stuff. You just have to learn to use your tools. All right. So I think I gave you guys some really good tips. I think I covered why, what, how, what people are thinking, how people view this stuff, and why you should think of it a little differently. Always, I still want to remind you guys, try to like build your own email list, because that's really ultimately going to be the best thing you can possibly do for yourself, right? Because your own email list, there's nothing like that. You have full control over it. And if somebody wants to stick around, they are going to make sure that they're on that list, especially if they enjoy getting good content from you. All right. Have a good day. Jacqueline Jacks for AVA Live Radio. Those of you listening on the broadcast, we're going to play some music for you. So hang out. I'll see you guys later.